The palm fronds rustled in the warm tropical breeze as I hunched down to take a sprinter stance. My best friends lined up next to me. Our daily race was about to begin. "Ready?" Theo asked, adjusting his grip on the school books nestled under his arm. I nodded and looked over at Isabel, who was poised to take off as soon as I counted to three. Ahead of us, the cracks in the sidewalk fanned out like an intricate spiderweb, providing an extra challenge to our competition. We had to reach the lamppost at the end of the street without stepping on any of the jagged lines that crisscrossed our path. I untucked my shirt, pushed up my eyeglasses, and waited for a few people to get out of the way. Maybe this would be the day that I'd finally win, although I wasn't too optimistic. My wins were usually in math competitions. I'd never been fast like Theo, or agile like Isabel. But that didn't stop me from trying to beat them, even if the statistical probability was extremely low. "Uno, dos, y tres," I shouted, hopping over the first crack and sidestepping another. I ran as fast as I could, but was quickly left behind. "I win," Isabel announced, prancing around the lamppost with one arm in the air and the other still holding her books. "And I saw you both step on a bunch of the cracks." Her ponytail bounced around as she taunted us. "I should really try out for the Cuban track team because soy la campeona."
"Oh, you better write down the date," Theo scoffed. "April 16, 1980, the one day you win. But we all know who the overall champion is." His smile showed off his chipped front tooth. "Me, your older and wiser brother, the one who beat you from day one."
"Here we go," I muttered. "Ah." Isabel rolled her eyes and held up two fingers.
"Dos minutos. You were born 2 minutes before me, and I have to hear about it for the rest of my life. And you are definitely not the wiser one." She paused to look at me. "Right, Hector?"
I laughed. It was the same back and forth almost every day. For twins, the two of them couldn't be more different. Isabel was short, fair skin with dark curly hair, and her personality was like a stick of dynamite. Explosive at any moment. Theo, on the other hand, was the biggest kid in the entire sixth grade, but he hated fighting or any type of confrontation. Except with his sister. And he didn't look much like Isabel either. In fact, some people thought Theo and I were the twins because we were always together and we both had tanned skin, wavy brown hair, and similar noses. The only huge difference between us was our size.
"Hector," Isabel prodded, "back me up."
I shook my head. "No me meto." She wasn't going to get me involved in their pretend fight. I'd seen this play out several times where it was all a joke until someone took the teasing too far, and then it became a real argument.
"Boys, ah!"
Isabel threw her hands up in mock disgust. "Why do I hang out with the two of you?"
"Because you have good taste."
I flashed her my biggest grin. "And we all know who the wisest is."
"Me!"
The three of us shouted at the same time, then doubled over laughing. That settled, we continued our trek home. As we rounded the corner, Isabel kept on about her victory. She figured that Dale's bigger size was slowing him down and that she would soon be the overall champ. I was about to suggest creating an equation that might calculate the size to velocity ratio when Dale reached his breaking point.
"All right, that's it."
Theo dropped his books onto the sidewalk in front of a yellow-colored house that had patches of peeling paint.
"I'll race you around the block right now. First one to come back and tag Hector wins."
"Nah,"
she smiled, knowing she'd finally gotten under his skin. "One win per day is enough for me."
"Chicken?"
Theo challenged. I leaned against a short white wall that bordered the house's front yard. There was no way Isabel was going to back down from her brother calling her out.
"Vamos!"
Isabel spun around and thrust her books into my chest.
"Hector, hold my stuff and count us off."
I gave Theo a slight nod, and he understood what I was about to do.